Remember when you had to stay home if you were expecting a call? And if you didn't make it to the phone in time, you would never know who was trying to call you. And if someone else was already on the phone, you would miss all of your calls. These aren't horror stories. This is the way telephones worked just 20 years ago. Thankfully, Thumb Cellular came to be, and to celebrate 20 years of cell phone technology innovation, Thumb Cellular is offering great $20 deals on their latest phones on the market. Right now, you can get a free phone or upgrade to a Motorola Razr for just $20. Or you can upgrade to a Samsung Gem Android smartphone for just $20. These are special limited-time offers. Terms of service apply. See any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. Missing out on a deal like this might be horrible.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area Youth.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach as the pregame show is underway. 627 right now on Cruise 102.1 FM. Right alongside me is the longtime partner of Tom Meyer, Ron Lehrman. Now, Ron, last night we saw some action across the board. In the GTC, we had Sandusky taking on Cross League Cass City, and it wasn't even close. It was 43-0 after four quarters there.
Well, last year, if I recall, Clark, that Cass City did very well. So they're in probably in a rebuilding process. And Sandusky, if I remember correctly, their JVs were up and coming a couple of years ago, so they might be team to reckon with.
And Sandusky likes to air out the ball a lot. They threw it. They basically played a pro set the entire game, which was a very exciting matchup for my friends down at thumbtailgater.com. But right now in front of us is a good cross-league GTC match. Now, last year in the standings, Ubley took the GTC East, then Sandusky in second, Marlette, Brown City, then Harbor Beach in fourth, tied for fourth, and then Mayville bringing up the rear. In the West, Reese at top, tied with Vassar, and then the Bay City All Saints, who was kind of the wrench in the West all week last year. And then USA, Cass City, Lakers, and then Bad Axe finishing up at 0-9 and 0-6 in the league. So very interesting. We'll see what this year brings for everyone.
Yes, different matchups, and depending on how they – and this getting off to a good start, and so they can get into their division races and get off with momentum behind them and build from there. But – I guess as we talk about, you know, the offense and which both teams are going to be using, assuming that Coach Shelke is going to be using the wing T, which are tight ends and the guards and tackles, everybody's in tight, and then they try to fake you out and get better blocking angles. But with the teams that, you know, with Sandusky airing the ball out, you have to have a good quarterback. And then you got to have some receivers that can hang on to the ball. And apparently down there they do.
Absolutely, as they got underway last night, a little ahead of the rest of the batch in the GTC. Right now it's time to take another quick break, and then it'll be time for news and the weather immediately following on Cruise 102.1, your home for high school.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Coastal Carolina is feeling the early effects of Hurricane Irene. National Hurricane Center Director Bill Reed makes it clear this will be a long weekend on the East Coast.
With the path right up the eastern seaboard into New England, everywhere in the major metropolitan areas to New England are going to experience some 12 to 24 hours of very heavy rain, tropical storm force, and on the coast, hurricane force winds.
CNN's Nanette Sosa is in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, with an update on conditions there.
The wind has intensified quickly. The tide looks to have swells of at least 10 feet, and there are no longer beachgoers jumping waves nor walking the shoreline. This hurricane is expected to be at its fullest impact on Saturday, but the way it looks right now, there are few cars on the road, and this pristine, popular summer tourist spot has more of a ghost town feel. Nanette Sosa, CNN.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned Friday there's only so much the Fed can do to boost the economy.
What Bernanke said is that I, as the head of the Federal Reserve, will do all that I can do to prop up this economy, but our tools are limited. Monetary policy is limited in its effectiveness of healing the economy at this point in time.
CNN's Poppy Harlow. Stocks rallied on Bernanke's speech. The Dow was up 135 points on the day and more than 4% for the week. Mexican President Felipe Calderon is calling a deadly arson attack in the northeast a barbaric act of terror. 52 people were killed in a casino fire in Monterrey. Witnesses say a group of people walked in and asked for the manager, but when the manager refused to come out, they set the building on fire. More fierce battles in and around Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte on Friday. Rebel forces in Libya are trying to solidify their hold on power. And the National Transitional Council says it's moving its political base from Benghazi to Tripoli. This is CNN Radio.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
WLEW, here is a look at your local news. A 17-year-old was the first of four suspects to be arraigned in Huron County District Court Thursday in connection with vandalism to the Verona Township Cemetery. Aaron James Norman of Fillion is charged with malicious destruction of tombs or memorials, more than $1,000 but less than $20,000, which is a five-year felony. Bond was set at $10,000, 10%, and he remained in jail Friday. His pretrial will be next Wednesday, and his preliminary examination is set for September 7th. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Murkowski said he had authorized the same charge on a second suspect, an 18-year-old male from Bad Axe. The two 16-year-old girls who are also suspected in the vandalism are expected to be charged through the probate court. The damage was done earlier this month at the cemetery where grave markers were overturned and damaged. Township officials said the damage was more than $14,000. More news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Growing up, they were words to live by.
Be careful out there.
It was good advice. After all, the road of life can get a little bumpy. But no matter how careful you are, sometimes things happen.
What did I tell you?